So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. We're here in North of the County. We're here in Ross Gray GA Club. The chairman of the club has invited Tip of him along here. A special night tonight. Jim, how are you doing?
Good, Eamon. How are you?
You're going to sing me an opening song.
I have no choice by the looks of it, have I?
None whatsoever. Here we go. I'll leave you that microphone.
In a Boston bar, my thoughts were far when a stranger takes my hand. He said, my friend, I've just returned from a trip to your dear land. I saw in there Tipperary Fair, such beauty to explore. But one fine part, it touched my heart, nearby the River Nore. There's a castle grand around tower stands, an abbey to behold, a gable wall with belfry tall, and chapels quaint and old. At the Holy Isle I spent a while, the sleeve blooms can be seen. On Schlieddall away stood the woods of Cray, by the banks of the Moaning. I wonder if this stranger was sent from God above, a sign to see my birthplace before I go to him above. With tearful eyes I shook his hand, and proudly I did say, I'll tell you, sir, the place you were was my hometown of Ross Gray.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Terrific, terrific. I believe you sang that in the dressing room a couple of years ago.
I did, Eamon, a few years ago, yeah. Okay. A great day. Hopefully we'll be back to them there shortly.
Absolutely, terrific. What a special night here tonight in Ross Gray. And I know on Sunday, of course, Tipperary play a big game against Limerick, and we want to support the lads and all of that kind of thing. But we'll get through that later on.
Yeah, great day here, great night. I suppose we're honouring lads, I suppose, that are... the history of Ross Gray GAA Club, hurling club. They've the medals. They've hurled with Tipperary. They're all stars. Listen, any time I know growing up, myself, you'd look up to the lads. I didn't have the privilege of seeing them hurl. I was a bit younger, but I know. But I know. I had Ty from under 12, I'd say, to minor, and he was our coach, and he was strict enough, Eamon, but we'd listen to him, and we won. I think we won an art under 16, we won an art minor, so we were fairly successful when he was over us. But yeah, great night. And Francis, like everyone knows Francis. I suppose my own job, I'd be on the road and for years, you'd be going to different parts of the country, and they'd ask you where you're from. You'd say Tipperary, and then you'd say Ross Gray, and you'd say, oh, you know, the great Francie Lucknan and Tygo Gunner. And still to this day, that still carries on. So the lads are not only known all over the county, they're known all over the country.
Absolutely. Three All-Stars each. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Listen, and from what I hear and from what I've seen on clips, truly deserved. And listen, they represented the club. They won an All-Ireland club. They won county medals. We're looking back. I think the last one we won was 1980. And before that, we won a good few. And the lads were the backbone of the team. And listen, as I said, everyone up here and everyone in Ross Gray would look up to the lads, and they're great role models for the GAA, they're great role models for hurling, and they're great role models in our town.
Yeah, lovely facility here in the clubhouse.
It is, yeah. We did it up a couple of years ago. I suppose we've a bit going on. Mark McLaughlin is there. He was chairman, and Pruncheas, who's Francis' son, was secretary, and they got to stand up and going, and we finished off the ball, well, I think last year. Excuse me. And we're in the process now of looking for a grant. So I hope all the politicians are listening. Yeah. To put an AstroTurf field up at the training field, where we have the training field at the back of the goal. We've gone in as one club model with the Camogie and the ladies Gaelic football. So we're all together now, and there's one thing that's killing us at the minute is the use of fields and facilities. It's causing lots of hassle. Okay. But we're hoping if we get an AstroTurf field up there with lights, we'll be able to use the facility all year round, and it'll free up our own field. And listen, we can have a 5-star hotel here, but the most important thing we have is our field, because we only have one, so we have to look after it. That's so that's for all the...
A couple of great stars here in Tess Maloney and Mick Minogue.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Without a doubt.
Paul Delaney down there.
I see him. He said he's not going to talk to you, but I'd say you could get around him.
Yeah. Well, look at Jim, look at... It's a real pleasure having you on Down Your Way, and indeed inviting Tippett from along here.
Thanks.
We'll be talking to you later. Yeah,
thanks.
Okay. Well, the great stars are joining me. We have a man in the middle as well, Joe Tynan, one of the greats of our time. How are you doing, Joe?
Not so bad at all.
Francis Lohan, I'll always remember as the man that can get one or two or three maybe goals in any game.
Well, if you got the ball right, you'll get him in any game. you'll get many a goal.
You did indeed. Yeah. What was it like to pass the ball, Francis?
Oh, yeah, we were always ready with that. We had that plan before we go out.
Would you?
We would.
If he got the ball, he'd make sure you'll get it.
I'd be moving. That's all. Yeah. I got no clatter as much anyway. Yeah.
Just before we really get into it, what do you think of Tipperary's chances the weekend?
I sure we were hoping for the best, like, you know. Mm. Limerick are a fair team, all right, but you know, they were lucky enough last Sunday, like, but that's maybe been their first game. They're very good now, Limerick, yeah.
The two real stars, and there are lots of stars in here tonight, Francis and Ty. You're very welcome, lads, to down your way.
Thanks, Eamon.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Eamon.
What a special night. I suppose, where do you start with you guys? Do you know yourself from day one nearly in your life, do you?
We're going back a long way, yes. Yeah, I played senior. I came on as sub. Mick Minogue was playing midfield in 1966, I think. Tommy Varabies, I came on as a sub midfield. Mick was one midfielder. The two midfielders for Tommy Vara, Tom Ryan and Roger Ryan. And here was I now, 17 years of age. Mick Minogue sent me over, I'm Big Tom. He said, you go over there, he says. for heaven's sake. So, you know, and Francis was playing on that team. Francis was playing the county final, even 63 before that. So, yeah, we go back a long way.
Yeah, I'm trying to take you back to when your school days and the street league, Francis.
Yeah, we were on the street leagues. There was no fields at that time, and we used to be on the down Limerick Street, as the fella says, playing away, poking the ball from one to the other. That's Tess, but then she used to come out and run us off the street. Tess.
Running off the street for what?
In case we break her window.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't realise that could happen.
I didn't realise it would happen either, because we weren't strong enough to break the window, you know.
So that's where your star quality came about, was it?
Yes, on the street, breaking windows. Yeah. That's,
do you remember that, Tig?
Well, I never played juvenile hurling.
No,
it was none in Roscrea at the time. So actually, I did. We played Nina in an under 15 or 15 and a half, and I think we won. And then the rest of the competition was cancelled. So that was the only juvenile match I ever played. Minor was the first.
That's
no,
just amazing.
CBS, all right.
A star performer.
Well, I suppose we live for hurling. I was born in Sumter Park, so we had what we called a green, which is a patch of ground in the middle of the park. And there could have been 20 or 30 guys all around the same age playing there day after day after day. So that's where we picked it up. Yeah, nice and harmless and simple. The grass was high in one ball between maybe 20 or 30 guys, so it was survival of the fittest.
So it wasn't so simple down Limerick Street, was it, Francis?
No, you had to know your game down there, because there was an awful lot of top-class hurlers that came out of that street, and the best of them, Minogue wasn't far away either.
Yeah.
He flew into Roscrea.
Where did he come from?
I don't know, some place out the road there. I don't know what you call it. He came in on a bike.
Oh, he came in on a bike?
Yeah.
On a borrowed bike. On a borrowed bike, he says, on the other.
No, Mick was probably one of the best men that we ever got. Now, not all joking aside, Mick, that you proved your style on the field and off of the field, and you did an awful lot for me, which other people doesn't know happened. You put me on the right road on the field.
Absolutely.
Telling me keep away from this fella and keep away from that fella.
Listen, great stuff, lads. We're going to take a very first break. We're here celebrating with the great stars of Roscrea. We're back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in Roscrea GA Club this week celebrating with some of the greats, the great stars of the past. And indeed, of course, talking about the great match on Sunday, Tipperary and Limerick. Francis, any hope for Tipperary on Sunday?
There's always a hope for Tip. And once they put on the jersey, no matter who they're playing, to go out and to play top-class hurling. And Sunday's not going to make any difference who they're playing. Limerick doesn't make a difference. And back in my time, Limerick was only a second fiddle to me in my day.
Yeah.
So it was. And any time we played Limerick, we beat them. Nearly 9 times out of 10, we beat them. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't worry too much about Limerick. And I say the lads today that's out there won't be worrying about them either.
Absolutely, not Shaleem Cahill and Michael Bivens will have driven to the last, Tipperary.
Oh, for certain, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, once you pawn the jersey for Tipperary, no matter who you're playing, club or county, it's very hard to beat you. Ross Gray, whatever is in him, in Ross Gray and in Tipperary, it's very hard to beat him.
Has the game changed, Tyke, from your day?
Oh, yes, a lot. Back in our day, there was no such thing as strength and conditioning. 3 nights a week in the gym or freshen up on a Monday after a match or whatever. You'd probably find there's another match on the Ross Gray used to train Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Back in those days, Tipperary trained Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we were almost 5 nights a week. But no gym work or anything like that, just simply hurling and, I suppose, fitness levels. Although the modern game now, you need to be six foot plus, made of steel, and almost as fit as professionals are to win. Many, not all teams are, but the teams that are winning are like that. So that's why I think Tipperary certainly have a huge task ahead of them Sunday. Looking at Limerick, the way that they finished the game yesterday, they're not going to make a slip up against Tipperary.
Would you like to play in Connell forward?
I'd love it. I would like, you know. I've got a few runs on the tip team, all right, but it'll make it, like, you know. So, you'd always love to play for your county, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You know.
Have you loved the game, lads, have you, Francis?
Yes, we have, because when we were growing up, we had nothing else on the hurling and we lived up here in the field, you know, training and practicing and all the sprints that we could do and no overtraining, you know. We didn't like weightlifting and all that racket. We were natural hurlers, if you know what I mean. And the same with the hurling end of it was natural. It came natural to us. And we used to look forward for Joe when he was playing at corner forward and he'd be out in the wing. And if I got a ball, the first man, I don't know why, he used to click in my head. Where's Tynan? And he'd be there fucking, he'd be looking for me to see where I was going to go with it. And I think it was the same with you, Tig, wasn't it?
We knew Joe didn't find you, you'd let him know. Very quick, so you would.
What about the yellow cards left today? The first one you get.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter until you get the second one. So, it's hard to know now because some of them are very, very easy. Very, very. It looks like the referees are more inclined to give you a card for a technical foul rather than maybe more physical foul. So over carrying the ball, throwing the ball. Now, it is something they'll have to deal with. How do you measure 4 steps? The guys, if you take a guy to 6'2", 6'3", sure, his stride is that. Mm-hmm. And 4 steps, he'd be gone from here to the window. Okay. So it's hard for a referee to keep track of everything coming over a crowd but then and throwing the ball. They'll probably have to come back to maybe hand-passing it off the hurley or something like that.
What about this throwing the ball rather than hand-passing?
I never threw a ball in my life. I'd always tell the truth. Yeah. But Minogue, Mick, we call him Minogue. But Mick was a man who was playing all his hurling at centre field. And whatever was wrong with him, he used to never come out of centre field. He was in centre field and that was it. And he'd never move out into the half forward line, into the half back lane or anything like that. You'd have to go up looking for him.
Never do a solo run. Never do a solo run. No, he just... right. Keep the ball moving.
I thought he was a great hurler, right?
He came in from Knockshecon.
And I'm talking about together, right? Well, at this stage, we're talking about him long enough. How are you, Mick?
Eamon, how are you?
Are they telling the truth down there?
They never told the truth in their life. those lads, I was watching those lads from the time they were very, very young. I came in here in 1955, and I had my eye on them, because I said to myself, if we're going to go places, them lads are going to play their part. And by God, they did. They played their part. And it was only a couple of weeks ago I was down in Patrick's Well, and a cousin of mine died down there, and she was a fierce Limerick supporter. And met Sean Foley and a crowd of lads in the Rascal for Francis and Tig and all the lads, and they said that you were as good a hurlers. They could never understand how Tipperary didn't win. For 17 years we won one All-Ireland. It was unbelievable. The talent we had was unbelievable. I think the men, I don't know, you'd feel guilty if you were over a Tipperary team and to fare out so badly, because Tipperary should have won several matches. And the really one that we really pegged away was the one in 68, when you were left sitting on the sideline, and poor Jimmy Dylan, he crippled. He needed a wheelchair to come out for the second half. Mm-hmm. And we let Wexford pull down an 8-point lead. They went in front. Then we brought in Francis. Francis almost turned the game all around. A match we should have won by 9 or 10 points. Mm-hmm. Remember that, Francis? There were several.
Of course, the same as what could be said yesterday with Clare winning by 9 points and Limerick took him out of it.
Exactly. But if you look at it, Tipperary, we made terrible, stupid mistakes. And I remember another year that Tig was decided to leave Tig off. Why did they decide to leave him Tig off? I don't know. But the Waterford fellas scored 3 goals. And that was, we were coming over to match, and the lad said, what's wrong with that young Connors fella from your place? And nobody knows, you see, like, you know. I said, we're waiting for the next day. Next year, you mean? But the lads were brilliant. They were great, great hurlers. And I had the pleasure of hurling with Ross Gray since the mid-50s. Okay. And I tell you something, them lads were unbelievable. And you never had to go, when you went to the one match, you never had to say, is Lucknane and Connors playing or Joe Tynan? As you know, well, they were there. And they showed up every time, whether it was club or county, no matter what it was.
Well, how about you saying there that you always stayed in the middle of the field? You never moved out of it?
You have to be at home. There's no point of being roaming around the whole bloody field. Why would you be moving over midfield when you had the likes of Tynan inside, Jackie Hannah, Mickey Nolan? All they wanted was the ball, or if Francis was in there. Get the ball in, and now we have Ross Gray running with the bloody ball. Let fly. Make the ball do the work. Make the ball do the work. That's what the ball is there for.
What about this one man?
Liam England now. Liam England will be given out to me forever. Oh, we never believed in that. No, because I remember a good one happened one day with Joe Tynan. We were playing Monegal. And the next thing, there was not much in it anyway, but for some unknown reason, Monegal had John Gleeson abroad in the middle of the field. And the next thing, in trots Joe. And he... John Deason says to me, who's that little schoolboy that's after going in there? Yeah. I said, that's Joe Tynan. He said, I'm supposed to be in there marking him. Joe had 2 goals and a pint. The match was over and John Deason said to me, he said, imagine trying to play me at centre field at my age.
And
those were the men who really and truly put Ross Gray, and in fairness to the lads behind me as well, there were some great players as well that we're not mentioned tonight, but they're not forgotten though, don't forget that. Because
terrific, yeah. Terrific. We're going to take another break. We're here in Ross Gray. We're back just after this. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We have a lady in our presence, and a number of ladies, in fact. Tess Maloney.
Good night.
It's terrific to have you on the programme.
Thanks very much, yeah. Eamon.
We're talking about the stars of the past year in many ways. But my God, have you achieved so much in your life in the Camogie world?
Well, sure, we've done our best for town and county and province.
Tell me what you won, what you achieved.
13
county finals.
The county finals, 6 Munster finals, and 6 interprovincials.
Does that deserve a round of applause? Yes, sir. Oh my God, that's absolutely magic.
Pardon?
That's magic.
I thought that when we were playing, it was terrific.
Yeah, I think I sent home the lads there. They were you.
Times are different. They were, you know, they weren't as fast as we were.
Yeah. tell us about the wind down Limerick Street. Did the boys shake it?
Oh, they broke many a one.
Did you? Yeah. You were great friends after it all, though, weren't you?
Oh, sure, didn't matter. No. We were put back in a few minutes.
Yeah,
sure. Paddy O'Mara.
So you had a hurling mall before a hurling mall really came about.
We had the best hurling mall in Ireland, and it was Jack Gaffney's Gable End.
Okay.
And it faced down Limerick Street, as we'd call it in those days, Borgoo. Mm-hmm. And every child in the street, every lad growing up in the street, played against that wall, left and right. That's where we all learned.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't
it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Wasn't there some achievement there which you had achieved in Camogie World?
I sure we had the best club team in Ireland. Yeah. 10 of us represented on every tip team, and there was no less than 8 on the Munster team from our club.
Isn't that something which else, isn't it?
Which was brilliant. It was often a pity that there wasn't 12, well, at that time there's only 12 on the team, on the Camogie team, where there are 15 now.
Okay.
And we often said if the 12 of us was let go, we might have come home with an All-Ireland. The only one we really wanted. We couldn't get it.
Quite a bit, yeah. Yes. And look, it's great to be here tonight. You've admired the lads over the years.
Of course I did, always. Just I remember Joe Tynan as a nipper with my brother Kevin, God be good to him, on the street hurling. And I don't know if Francis recalls it, but one September morning, there was Paddy Delaney, Francis and myself heading for Croke Park. Paddy was with the kids before the game. Francis was minor, and we were playing in the All-Ireland Camogie final that night.
Oh my God.
Three out of Borgo going to.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Do you remember Lee McCarthy coming home here in 71?
I do well. Oh, very well. Up across from the barracks and the hill, tied with the cup. We had a great night.
Great occasion.
Mary Cale. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Look, what nice to be with us, Tess. And,
thanks very much, Shane.
It's really brilliant. We'll pop around here. We have one or two to say hello to. Down here. Hi, how are you going? Francis' daughter?
Yes, Salish.
Eilish, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good to say hello. He's in great trim up there, isn't he?
Oh, it's not a bother on him. Full of stories up there, he is.
You hardly ever saw him play, did you?
No, I didn't.
But you heard all the stories?
Oh, I've heard lots of stories, and I'm passing them on there. They're my three children up there, and we pass on the stories to them now as well.
Absolutely.
And he tells them lots of little tricks and everything on the field, so.
Yeah, it's good. So, look, you're involved in the club here?
And I was. I used to coach here. I used to coach the under fives and the under sevens. So I'm a little bit busy now at the moment with my own tree, so I'm coaching them at home now as well.
Why not, yeah?
Yeah.
What about Francis saying a word or two to them?
Sorry?
How about your dad?
Oh, he talks to them all the time, and he pulls them aside after a match and stuff and tells them what they did right and what they did wrong and do this the next time. And they're good. They listen. And like that, Tess and the Borgoo crew up there, they're always poking the ball against the wall, right and left, all the time. They're always told it's right and left all the time. And my dad always said, your left should be as good as your right, and your right should be as good as your left.
That's
and they know that as well, don't you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll say hello to him later on. Thanks very much for that, Princeese. Say hello to him. How are you doing, Princeese?
Yeah, and how are you keeping?
Good. Grew up, of course, in beautiful part of County Tipperary, Roscrea.
Yeah, not too bad at all, yeah. We grew up there back in the 70s. I actually missed the majority of the boys' glory days there. They were winning the county finals there in 70s, 68, 69, 70, and 72 and 3. I missed those, so the glory days. But I remember, I have a memory from 1979, the National League final against Galway, and I was in the dugout for that match. And the father says to me before the match, he says, a man in goal for Galway wouldn't be great in the bouncing ball. He says, watch this today now. And he got a ball out in the wing forward position. And he bounced it right in front of your man into the bottom corner. So that's my abiding memory of him as a hurler. Obviously, I missed the glory days of the 70s, but I remember that distinctly. That was in 79 against Galway.
Yes, watched some of the videos, I'm sure, over the years.
I have, yeah. I just want to say that the three guys, they're great. They're iconic members of the club here. They're also iconic members of Roscrea community. I suppose we're kind of proud to know them. We're proud that they're still involved in the community in Roscrea and are still looked upon as legends in the town. And I suppose, from my perspective, I say probably the adjective that describes them most would be their humility. Very humble guys who've achieved so much in the game over the last, let's say, when they were in their pomp, let's say in the 70s and the 80s, and with the club and also with Tipperary themselves all the way through. But they're very down-to-earth guys and they're very humble individuals, and it never ever got to their head.
Absolutely.
And that's the most important personality trait that I can see in all those three guys.
Absolutely. Mark McLaughlin is here as well. How are you doing, Mark?
Eamon, good. How are you?
Yeah. What do you think of those three guys up there?
Sure, Eamon, incredible players, like iconic players. When we were growing up, travelling to games in the late 70s, early 80s, some magnificent battles with Killarawan McDonoughs and Lura and different clubs, but the excitement of watching people like Tag O'Connor, Francis, Joe Tynan, you know, when those guys were on the ball, they could just do magic. They were incredible players, huge long careers for the club, gave every ounce they had for Roscrea, and obviously, you know, to win six county titles in a relatively short period of time, that's a huge, huge achievement. And of course, Tadhg and Francis, you know, massive achievements with Tipperary to win three All-Stars. All-Stars are not easy one. Incredible players. And what many people would say about both Tadhg and Francis, they could have played in any year of the game. If they were around today, they'd be inter-county hurlers as well. Well, tremendous players.
Mark, thanks for saying hello to us. I would say hello to Tadhg's brother. How are you doing?
Hey, Eamon, how are you getting on?
First name.
Ger.
Ger, how are you doing, Ger?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. You've admired your brother over the years?
Well, sure. I suppose we better say yes anyway. He's one of eight of us. So as Tess was talking about breaking windows down Limerick Street, was many a window broke up in Sumter Park as well.
I suppose there were.
If you had a hurling ball.
Okay.
We might have one hurling ball between us, Tadhg, it's maybe 30 or 40 or 50. It was two greens. If you were stuck, you might get a game on the big green. Mm-hmm. And if you had a hurl as well, or one without a bean tin hooping around it as well. So it was great times and great memories and great to see the three of them, and they richly deserve what they're getting.
Weren't it simple times?
Very simple. You're talking about the McCarthy Cup. I remember we used to have it at home under the bed and we'd be going around in the... a blue plastic bag. People want to see it. Walking down the street with it under our arms. And nowadays, you'd have an armored car behind you if you had to do anything like that. It was unreal. Yeah. Just that was the way it was, so simple. He was a great player as well. Unfortunately, he's gone now. But
he's here beside us. Paul, what do you think of those guys up there?
So look, Eamon, those are the guys I looked up to when I was growing up, you know. Like every young kid's ambition is that they want to pawn the blue and gold, really. They want to play for their club, of course, and then go on to play with the blue and gold. And the boys were at the pinnacle of their career, and you looked up to them, and that was your goal, like, you know. And I was fortunate enough with the club to play with. Unfortunately, I didn't play with Joe. I played with Francis and Tadhg. And what I learned was just you couldn't really teach it, you know. They just showed you on the field, and you watched them, what they'd done, and lucky to play beside him and learn so much from it, you know.
What's our chances for Sunday?
It's a big ask. Limerick, they're so strong, you know, with the subs and physical. Tip of a lot of work to do. But as Francis said there, once you put on the blue and gold jersey, and anything is possible. So that's what we're hoping for Sunday.
Thanks for that, Paul. Thanks very much, Sean. We're going to take another break. Good.
We're back with the final part of Down Your Way just after these.
Indeed, we're back to the final part of Down Your Way. Former chairman is with us, Dan Kennedy. How are you, Dan?
Fine, Eamon.
Good to be with us on the programme. And indeed, one after another, paying great tribute to these guys up at the top table.
Well, you would. Anybody that would have known them as I did, they were a trio second to none. And they were very sporting. Hard-hitting, but sporting. And I played very little against them because our club was in the doldrums at the time, so I didn't have the opportunity of only playing against them once or twice. But something that hasn't been mentioned is that what I think that really made Roscrea what they were the factory leagues. You spoke about the school leagues, street leagues. But the hurling leagues were something else. There were three teams in the town here Antigen Meat Factory and Ross Gray. And when they met, there was no quarter asked or given. And I feel that it made men out of boys. Now, the standard wouldn't be all that high, but the commitment was only
fierce.
And something that I would like to mention. Unfortunately, Ross Gray haven't been hitting the high spots in recent times. They won a county minor final 6 years ago. And I still believe that they're going to come on from that. A lot of players are still around. Only, 6 years ago? And 8 years ago, maybe. But I think when you realise that Ross Gray won their first minor title in 58, and it was 10 years afterwards before they won the first senior county final. So might take a little bit longer than one would like, but I think the club has been reorganised reasonably well in the last couple of years, and I look forward, before I pass on to wherever I'm going, to see him win a county final. I have that much I have that much confidence in my longevity.
So how about Tommy Barrett if they played him in a county final? Who'd you be shouting for?
Well, I'm Ross Gray total. Now, having said that, in the competition, when Ross Gray are out of it, I do support Tommy Farrell.
Okay, fair point.
That's the way it is.
Okay, Dan Kennedy, as always, thanks for saying hello. How are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
Your name is?
Fergus Hogan.
How are you doing, Fergus?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good to be with us.
Yes, great to be with you, yeah. I'm Tess is my aunt, and my father, Barney Hogan, would have hurled with the three boys there, and he still talks about them.
He does it, I'm sure, yeah.
He does, and I had the honour, the privilege of hurling with Francis myself. It's probably more memorable for me now than him. Yeah. I'd say he doesn't remember at all.
Did you get to hit air a ball?
It was a junior match, and he was in goal.
So but, good fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah, good memories, like, and yeah. Look, the three lads and all that generation, they're great club supporters, they're heroes of the town, and you meet them every time you come up to the field, and other fields, they're great supporters, they go to all the matches, and you can see the pride in them looking at their own sons and granddaughters and that, and they're just real good blokes and gentlemen. Lovely to speak to.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Thanks, Eamon.
Absolutely. This man here, hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Eamon, how are you doing?
Good to say hello.
Yeah.
You're bandaged up on one of your legs.
I am, yeah.
Kicking the referee, what you're
too many falling over myself over the years, corner back and wing back with Ross Gray, so it's come to catch me up now, so I got a new ankle. Okay. I'm Francis' son-in-law there, married to Ailish. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, grew up, I had the honour of being coached by Tighe and Francis kind of coming up. I was a bit of an import into Ross Gray. I came from the Leash side and grew up hurling in Ross Gray, and then, but the three of them lads are great legends of Ross Gray and of Tipperary, obviously, and everything, you could sit down and talk hours to them and listen to them because what they say is unbelievable. And like growing up or even hurling any of the lads, the words of wisdom after a match and during a match, you take it and listen to it because it always worked.
Absolutely. We're taking your time. Listen, nice to say hello.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. We have three stars at one side and we have three other stars at this side. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, your name is?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy who?
Maher.
Jimmy Maher. Okay. Your name is?
Poppy Rose Maher.
You okay, Maher? How are you?
Patrick Maher.
Oh, the three of you, brothers and sisters. Have you ever played hurling much? Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who teaches you how to hurling?
My mum and my dad.
Your mum and your mum. And you, the same, your mum and dad?
Yeah, and also my granddad.
And your granddad?
Yeah.
This is your granddad here, Francis?
Yeah.
Yeah, is he good to you, is he?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be? Yeah, absolutely. Terrific. You learn all the stories and the schooling days. And what about you?
My granddad, mum and dad.
And mum and dad, okay. You like Ross Gray?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
In Drumakeenan.
Okay, and you?
Drumakeenan.
You're all in Drumakeenan? Yeah. Okay, lovely. So you're all going to be stars in your day?
Yeah.
You're all going to be remembered like these lads tonight, are you? You see the better remember tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Give them a nice round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Francis, beautiful grandchildren.
Oh, they're beautiful. Three lovely children. And it's a pleasure to sit down and listen to them after matches. And they go to all the matches. And I go, be obvious there now, too, because I'm not playing. So I'll be there having a look at them. And to see Jimmy and Papa Rose and Patrick play hurling is unreal. Because they're going, the three of the future. They're the future. If I was you now and you're here, around here for 15 years' time, keep an eye out for the three of those. David.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. You'll be here.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Look, at good to be here. Joe Tynan, your grandchildren, I'm sure, as well?
I have, all right.
Yeah, okay.
And sure, it's great to see the kids following up, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And doing their best and trying to win matches and this and that and the other. So hopefully they will do it.
Absolutely.
So
how would you like to be remembered, Francis Loughnan, in the club?
You have to put a sticky one to me, no? No, just remember the day I pass away and I go up to your man up there and they'll all turn out and they'll go to my funeral and that's it.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
I know what you mean.
You're a very, very modest guy.
I know what you mean, all right. But I'd like to be remembered as a hurler for Ross Gray and did my best. Anytime I went on the field, I did my best.
Absolutely.
And hoped for the best. And there's always, and no matter when you go on the field, there's always a better man than you.
Tig, 71. Pretty difficult to think back all those years. I'm sure it's easy in your mind, is it?
Oh, no, you don't forget, no. It's a special occasion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not that many in the meantime.
No. I suppose it was great for the club. The fact that the cup came back to the town, the buzz in the town on that Monday night. I mean, we came in the lorry and France and myself held the cup up between us and the town was thronged and people still talk about, you know, the fact that we were at the game. Of course, it was great fun trying to get tickets for the game at that time. We're a large family and Tess would know and Mickey would know. So everyone, all the cousins, the uncles, aunts, everyone was at the game. So getting tickets at the time was a nightmare because anyone that knows Tommy Barrett, Tommy wouldn't be throwing them out, you know, at 50 at a go or to give the start. Yeah, so it was just a great time. Plus the fact that the club were doing so well and we won the Club All-Ireland in December of that year as well. So it was really a fantastic year for the club and the town.
If you're in the dressing room on Sunday, facing Limerick, what would you say to the players?
The level of commitment has to be higher than anything they've done to date, because to beat Limerick now, you have to be as physical, as intense as they are, as aggressive as they are. There's no doubt, and I don't think anyone doubts, there's plenty of hurling ability in the Tipperary squad. What would be questioned would be, you know, have to got everything else it takes to win tight matches.
Yeah, listen, lads, it's a real pleasure to have all three of you here on Down Your Way tonight on the special edition of Down Your Way. Thanks a lot, lads. So that's my programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme. A special tribute to the three guys from here from Australia, Tyke O'Connor, Joe Tynan and Francis Loughnan. Come on, let's hear it for them. So until next week, absolutely fantastic day tomorrow on Sunday. Hope Tipperary can deliver the goods for Tipperary and Liam Cahill and Michael Bivens and all their backroom team. Absolutely, we wish them well. So until next week, have a very good week. Here we go.